present.
Your turn. Not yet on. Volker Greiman.
Present.
Thomas Rickert.
Present.
Zahid Jamil.
Present.
John Berard.
I'm here.
Ryan Winterfeld.
Present.
Peter Rintfoss.
Present.
Oswaldo Nova.
Present.
Wolf Ulrich Knoben.
Present.
Maria Farrell is absent, and she has a temporary alternate, Nuno Garcia. Nuno, are you on the call? Not yet. Wendy Seltzer? Yes, but he should be on the call. Wendy Seltzer? Not on the call. David Cake?
Present.
Magali Pazzolo? Not on the call. Joy Lidicott is absent, and she has given her proxy to Magali Pazzolo. And Wolfgang Kleinbester is absent and has given his proxy to David Cake. Lenre Ajayi? I don't think Lenre is on the call, thank you. Jennifer Wolf? Alan Greenberg?
Present.
And we no longer have a CCNSO liaison, as Han Chuan Lee has left the council. For staff, we have apologies from David Olive and Julie Headland. And on the call, we have Marika Koenig, Mary Wong, Rob Hogarth, Barbara Roseman, Brian Peck, Barry Cobb, Lars Hoffman, Carlos Reyes, and Alexander Kulik from our technical staff. Have I left anybody off? And we've just been asked to call out to Nuno Garcia. Thank you very much, Jonathan. And we will call Nuno now.
All right. Can you let us know as soon as Nuno joins the call, then, if you can make that call? I think that would be great. Glenn, can you confirm that the recording is running?
The audio cast is up. And have you got the recording on, Ricardo?
Yes, we're now recording.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. And so we have the recording running. We've taken the roll call. And we wait for Nuno to join us.
And I see Magali and Yoav have joined in the meantime.
Can you just check that they are present on the audio as well?
Yes. Hi, it's Yoav here.
Magali, are you on the audio too?
Yes, I am here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, welcome everyone. We need to be efficient and functional with getting this meeting going. So let's just keep things ticking over. If I could call for any updates to statement of interest, please. Hearing none, we can move on to the next item, which is a call to review or amend the agenda. Are there any comments on the agenda? And Glenn, whilst we should note the status of the minutes, I don't believe we've yet published the minutes from the previous meeting.
No, they're not yet published.
Okay, so those are in the pipeline still.
Yes.
Wolf Ulrich, if you could bear in mind that I am not on the Adobe, I'm not in the Adobe Connect room, so if you can bring to my attention any relevant items in the chat, if it's necessary for me to know about them, that would be great, please.
Okay.
Item two is a placeholder for me to say something. I'm going to say two things very briefly because I know we really need to get this meeting done. Really to draw all of your attention to the existence of the updated action items list. Please look through it, check if your name is on that, and be aware of any actions attributed to you. I'll probably send individual councillors reminders, but please, if you could look at that and be aware of it. And a connected point is that if we can keep some momentum going, whilst we don't have an official meeting scheduled for any time ahead of our early September meeting, we could not let things die completely in terms of our activity on list and so on. That would be great. I think that's all I want to say for the moment here. There are no items on our consent agenda for this meeting, so we are in a position to move straight into dealing with the motion. Let me check, first of all, before we do that, if Nuno has joined us on the audio at this stage.
Hi, Jonathan. Yes, I'm listening to you guys perfectly.
Great. Thanks. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I understand you're here and you're carrying a proxy for a colleague. So, Glenn, if you could mark Nuno as present, obviously.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. I have.
All right, great. So the item that was carried over from our Durban meeting is to deal with the locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings. Jeff, I believe you were the maker of the motion. If it's not convenient for you to read the motion, we have had it up for some time and have. I'm just wondering if you're in a position where you are able to read at least the resolve clause of the motion.
I think I have it up. So let me
if you can't, we can ask someone else to do it.
Okay, I think I have it. Just the resolve, right? There's two resolve clauses. So the first one is the GNSO Council recommends to the ICANN Board of Directors the adoption of the locking of a domain name subject to a UDRP proceedings, recommendations as detailed in the final report, and there's a link. Number two, the GNSO Council shall convene a locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings implementation review team to assist ICANN staff in developing the implementation details for the new policy should it be approved by the ICANN board. The implementation review team will be tasked with evaluating the proposed implementation of the policy recommendations as approved by the board and is expected to work with ICANN staff to ensure that the resultant implementation fulfills the intentions of the approved policy recommendations. If the implementation review team identifies any potential modifications to the policy recommendations or need for new policy recommendations, the implementation review team shall refer these to the GNSO Council for its consideration and follow-up as appropriate. Following adoption by the ICANN Board of the recommendations, the GNSO Secretariat is authorized to issue a call for volunteers for a locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings, implementation review team, the members of the locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings working group.
That's it. Thank you, Jeff. The motion has been seconded, so we are in a position to proceed to vote. But before doing so, I'd like to give councillors the opportunity to raise any questions or issues or have any discussion on the motion. And, Wolf, if you could bear in mind that I can't see the queue, so if there is anyone, perhaps you could just let me know or confirm that there are no requests in the queue to discuss the motion.
No hand raised so far. Yes, folk, no.
All right. Hearing yes, Volker, that there are Volker. No hands raised, or was that one it, from...
Just Volker. Volker raised his hand.
Volker, please
yes.
Go ahead.
Before nobody speaks, I would like to once again reiterate my support for this motion. I am very happy that we have this motion on the table now, despite the delay that we faced, which I understand the reasons for. I think this is a motion that shows that the PDP process can work very, very quickly to address an issue that has been identified. And the working group has worked very hard to reach the recommendations that have been put into the final issues report. So taking this as a council and moving this ahead into real policy, suggesting it to the board is the step that we should be taking now, and I'm fully in support that we finally get this baby on the road.
Right. Thank you, Volker. Thanks for those comments. Appreciate it, and thank you to the councillors for coming together at short notice to deal with this motion in the way we have done so. Are there any other hands raised?
No.
Right. Thank you very much, Wolf. Thank you, Volker. Let's proceed then to take a roll call vote, please, Glenn.
Thank you, Jonathan. Volker Greimann for Mason Cole, please.
Affirmative.
David Cake?
Yes.
Wolfgang Kleinbester? David Cake for Wolfgang Kleinbester, please.
Yes.
Oswaldo Nova?
Yes.
Jonathan Robinson?
Yes.
Magali Pazello?
Yes.
Thomas Rickert?
Yes.
Yes.
Ching Chao?
Yes.
Wendy Salsa? Wendy, to the best of my knowledge, is not on the call. And since it is a supermajority vote, I believe that we will have to send an absentee ballot to Wendy. Is that so, Marika?
This is Marika. Yes, it's correct, because it's a policy, a PDP vote that requires absentee voting if there's no proxy or alternate appointed.
Thank you. So, Jonathan, perhaps you can just confirm the delay for that when this vote is over. Lanre Jai?
Yes.
Zaid Jamil?
Yes.
Magali Pazello for Joy Lidicott?
Yes.
Brian Wintersart?
Yes.
Nuno Garcia for Maria Farrell, please?
Yes.
Volker Greimann for yourself, please?
Also, yes.
John Berard?
Yes.
Wolf Ulrich Knobin?
Yes.
Peter Rundfors?
Yes.
Jeff Newman?
Yes.
Joris Kieran?
Yes.
There are 7 votes in favor for the contracted party house, but we cannot give the final vote yet as the absentee ballot still has to be sent to Wendy Salsa.
Thank you, Glenn. So we will do that in short order. We'll send the absentee ballot to Wendy and on return of that, announce the outcome to the council and then more broadly.
So this is John Berard. I have a question for you then. If none of us had shown up this morning, would we all have gotten ballots by email?
No, John, we require a quorum in order to conduct a meeting, and so that's the position. I think Marika sent a briefing note on the relevant procedures ahead of the meeting.
All right, thank you.
All right, so thanks all. Thank you. There is one other item where there's an opportunity for any other business. Has anyone else got anything they'd like to raise? We're very tight for time, but I think we should just be sure to see if there's anything else that needs to be raised right now before we close the meeting. Wolf, are there any hands raised?
No. I just saw Marika comment with regards to the absentee voting in the chat, and there may be the opportunity that there's a time of 70-20 hours which may be given to Wendy, but it could be shortened at the time of the vote. The chair may reduce his time to 12 hours or extend, provided such amendment is verbally confirmed by all vice chairs present. Marika, could you just please explain what this means with regard to the time available for the absentee voting?
Yeah, this is Marika. So under the operating procedures, the standard time frame is 72 hours for the ballot to be completed and returned to the secretariat. But as I said here, in exceptional circumstances, the chair may decide to reduce this time or extend it provided that the vice chairs that are present at, during the call agree with that.
My thank you for the question, Wolf Ulrich. Thank you for the response, Marika. My view is that there are no exceptional circumstances, and there, whilst I sincerely hope that Wendy will respond promptly, I don't think there's any reason to shorten it for to risk her not having the opportunity to respond in time, and I think 72 hours is a reasonable time with which to give her the opportunity to respond. She was on email earlier today, so I have every reason to assume that she will respond promptly and in good time. So my suggestion is we stick with the 72 hours and neither shorten nor lengthen it, and that's where we go.
Yes, okay. Alan has raised his hand.
Yeah. It's Alan. I may have missed it, but could I ask Glenn to repeat how many votes we have so far on the non-contracted parties house?
In the non-contracted parties house, we have 12 positive votes,
okay. And
we are missing Wendy's vote.
So the motion will carry.
So it is 92.3%. Of the non-contracted party's house and 100% of the contracted party's house.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all. I think with that we can now close the meeting and we'll confirm the status of the motion. But Alan, you're correct. It does seem that the motion will carries regardless, but we will give Wendy the opportunity to cast the vote.
Of course. It just helps me in writing my report. Thank you.
Understood. All right. Thanks, everyone. With that, I think we'll close the meeting and wish those of you that are taking a break over August a good break, and we'll look forward to meeting together in September and hopefully continue our productive work in the meantime. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.